Empathy for us is the capacity to feel and share states with other people. So we all know, for instance, that if we're watching a baseball fan see his favorite player just about to hit the ball, very often then the fan will himself kind of have little movements in his body. Or if you'd see, and I remember seeing my wife cooking together with me, cutting onions, and I was distracting her, and at some point she was stopping to just cut the onion and was cutting into her own finger. And the feeling we have, the pain we feel in our own finger while we see someone else cutting his finger, is what we normally call empathy in our discipline, really the sharing of something that happens in someone else. Now, the reason we believe that mirror neurons are really important for that are twofold. On the one hand, mirror neurons per se activate motor programs or emotions when we see them in other people, which of course makes it very intuitive that they would play a role in this kind of feeling what the other person feels. But what is even more striking is that if I would take 10 people, ask them, for instance, the question whether they get very involved with characters and novels, so whether they're very empathic, I could then take them, put them in the scanner, show them, say, someone else cutting his finger, and what I would see is that the people that report that in everyday life they get very empathic, very involved with other people's characters, will actually activate these mirror areas more strongly than people that in everyday life are less empathic. So this is why we believe that empathy is indeed very strongly linked to mirror neurons.